God is looking for a relationship with you. He's ready to see your faith activate His power in your life. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Jeremy Pearsons and Keith Moore as they reveal the truth from God's Word that will set you free.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. We're going to pray today and get right back into the Word of God. Father, we love You and we thank You, Lord. You have been so faithful and kind to us over these last 2 weeks of broadcasts and over our entire lives for that matter. Lord, You have been proven over and over and over again to be a God of love, to be a God of mercy, and we thank You for it. Father, we bring this broadcast before You today, and we open up our eyes and our ears and our hearts to see and hear and understand everything You have for us. We thank You, Lord, for speaking to us by Your Spirit and through Your Word, and we receive all that You have, and we'll be quick to believe it and quick to act on it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Brother Keith Moore to this broadcast? Brother Keith, thank you, sir, so much for
my pleasure
spending these last 2 weeks with us. They've been rich, very, very rich.
The Lord's helping us.
And He is, He's been so faithful. And
yes.
He has ministered in a very specific way over these last 2 weeks. And I believe that there are people that have heard from Him. We spoke directly to them.
Yep.
A word of knowledge. And
right.
And if that's you, if you receive something from the Lord in these last 2 weeks of broadcast, and you know if it's you, if you're jumping up and down saying, yeah, that's me, that's me, then call us. Let us know and let us rejoice with you. We got people that are here at KCM that are ready just to pick up the phone and just shout out loud with you and
yep.
give God glory for what He's done and what He's doing in your life. And we're going to round out these broadcasts this week. Of course, we didn't get to all of it.
Right.
But I believe we're getting to the things the Lord has for
yeah,
us to say.
The spirit of it. The thing that keeps coming clearer to me is how simple these things
yeah.
are. And religion has made them not just hard, but impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And even some traditional things, thoughts, thinking has made it hard. And we're not waiting on the Lord
mm-hmm.
for these healings and a lot of these miracles and things. It's you can just keep putting it off indefinitely. It comes back to the things that we've seen there with that first miracle where Jesus, the Lord threw Him, turned the water into wine. Those three basic steps,
mm-hmm.
so simple, so
yeah.
easy. Number one, hear from Him.
Yeah.
And I think so many times folks have rushed past that.
Mm-hmm.
They just get into praying and claiming and confessing and rebuking and binding and casting, and they haven't heard from Him.
And if you did hear from Him on something before,
yeah.
that doesn't mean you've heard from Him on this
That's right.
this time.
Even
That's if it
right.
seems like a similar situation, even if it seems like the circumstances might be similar, you can't just apply something He told you to do before.
Right.
And He may tell you to do the same thing
yeah.
again, but you need to hear Him say it again.
You do, for today, for this. And if somebody comes out with a 10,000 volume set on what to do in every situation, save you money.
Yeah.
Because if that would do it, and see our intellectual and analytical minds, we want that. You know, we want God to sit down with us in our day planner and our year planner and give us everything and show us every little step. But if we had that, we wouldn't even have to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't even have to check in. You just go and go to volume 9030 and check
yeah.
chapter 2 and do that. No, you wouldn't need the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't need that living relationship
yeah.
and fellowship with Him. And the faith is intertwined with that. Jesus said, if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you'll ask what you will, it'll be done unto you. You're not just asking and saying things off the top of your head. You heard Him say it. That's why you said it. And Jesus said, I can of My own self do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He was continuously communing with the Father and waiting on Him. And then once He heard what He said, sometimes He heard Himself say it, I believe, but it was the Father saying it through Him. He just did that and walked it out, and miracles happen.
Amen.
Amazing things happen.
And He said, I am the way.
Right.
And we know that means He's the way to the Father, but
yeah.
I believe it also applies to this. He's the way.
Yeah.
Don't just look at what He did or what He got, but look at the way He did it.
Right.
He's our way. That's what we've been in these last couple of days, is looking at following those simple three things. And I've heard you say this before, but truth is simple.
It is.
The moment it gets complex and convoluted and confusing, you've crossed over and you're into something other than truth.
Yep, the enemy's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
What you were talking about, I was thinking about in the chapter 11 of John, one of the great miracles in Jesus' ministry. And we're talking about, it's possible for us to see some of the same miracles and some of the same works He did. He said so, and yet we'll have to do it the same way. We saw how the water was turned into wine. Jesus' mother said, whatever He says to you, do it. Jesus didn't say anything. He didn't try to do anything. He didn't try to fix a situation until He had heard from the Father. And then He gave them two instructions. They did the first one. I don't think they would have got the second instruction if they hadn't followed the first. Mm-hmm. That's the way faith is. The Bible talks about we follow in the steps of faith of our father Abraham. God led him by steps.
Yeah.
He leads us by steps. And He won't tell you the step 2, 3, and 4 until you do 1.
Yeah.
And he'll open the door and He'll say, go through there. And you'll go, what's on the other side? And you'll hear nothing.
Yeah.
You'll hear nothing and you'll get nothing until you take that step. Because in order to walk by faith, you know all you need to know. Take a step.
Yeah.
Go through here. And so we saw they heard from the Father, and they heard from the Father through Him. Go fill the water pots, dip them out. They did it. Mm-hmm. And we can do our part. They couldn't turn water into wine, but they could fill the pots full of water, and they could take some of the water out and take it to the governor of the field. They didn't have to turn the water into wine. Mm-hmm. All they had to do was do what He told them to do. But that act of faith, glory to God, opened up that situation for the Father to manifest His power.
Yeah.
And then when they acted on that second step of faith, giving the governor of the feast the water, something miraculous happened. Who knows when it happened? They didn't know. The people that were drinking it didn't know. Mm-hmm. They weren't even aware initially that a miracle had happened. And a lot of miracles can happen in people, inside people in their lives, that are not even obvious initially. You find out later, man, something happened. Something happened because somebody heard from the Lord and somebody obeyed the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And in John 11, we see this great miracle of Lazarus, Jesus' friend, getting sick and dying, and them sending word for him to come, but then he did not come. Now you can tell if he was doing things in his own power and at his own will, he'd have just rushed over there and fixed that. Why didn't he? They asked him why he didn't do it later in the passage. Well, obviously, he hadn't heard from the Father.
Yeah.
He didn't have direct. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. So he didn't go over there and start trying to rebuke or bind or pray until he'd heard from the Father, even though he's seen this many times. He just waited. Well, they thought he waited too long, and Lazarus died. And if you look down at what about verse 39, Jesus told them, take away the stone. Well, why would he say that? We know from the scriptures he wouldn't have said that unless he's heard from the Father about that's what you do. And, you know, taking away the stone won't raise somebody from the dead. But if the Lord tells you to take away the stone, that is the beginning of the miracle.
Yeah.
That obedience of faith begins to open up the situation for God's power. And so they were not quick to do that. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinks. He's been dead 4 days. And this is what you got to watch. We live in this world surrounded by all these feelings and sensations. She's convinced it's too late. This is ingrained in her now. He's dead. It's too late. And she's actually upset with Jesus, and her sister is too. Why he didn't come when they called him to come.
Mm-hmm.
They told him. They said, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. But he's doing exactly what the Father's directing him to do. And so he says this wonderful phrase. He said, "Didn't I tell you that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God, even when it looks like it's too far gone?" Mm-hmm. Even when it looks like, I mean, you may have some parts of your body that are dead. Mm. The doctors have told you that that organ has died, that gland has died. We believe in resurrection,
yes, we do.
Don't we?
Yeah.
We believe nothing's too hard for the Lord. And don't let it be too simple. He says, roll the stone away. It can be as simple as lay the crutch down, push that stool out of the way, get your shoes out. Mm. You know, it can be the most simple command, and yet when it's a word from the Father, He's planning on you, when you do it, you tap into the power that's in that word because there's enabling in it. It's like when Jesus saw the man that had the withered hand. Mm-hmm. And everybody's whispering about, is he going to try to do anything with him on the Sabbath day? And that tells you something about Jesus and his ministry. They had more faith than a lot of church people. They were convinced. Sick man in the room, Jesus man in the room, going to be a healing today.
Yeah.
They're all ready to gripe about it before it's even happened. And Jesus said, stand forth. Well, it's like this, roll the stone away. Nothing's happened yet. Mm-hmm. There's no miracle. And yet, when you obey God, miracle has begun to manifest. Already there's a progression of it. The man stood up. And then he said, stretch forth your hand. Now, for years I read that, and I could see maybe the man's hands withered. But I saw him extending his arm. But that's not what he told him to do. Hmm. He said, stretch forth your hand. Well, that's what he can't do. Hmm. He can't do that. He could stand up. He did. Whatever he says to you, do it. And so then, instead of saying, I can't, which would have been what a lot of folks would have said. This is why he's in the book.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I can't, when the Lord told him, stretch forth your hand, even though maybe he had tried to do it, who knows how many thousands of times on his own trying to make it work and it wouldn't work. He just believed if the Lord told him to do it, he can do it. So he just began to try to extend that hand. Well, he can't do it. But when he reached the end of his ability to stretch forth that hand, like the man said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. The Lord doesn't meet you where you're pretending to be, but He will meet you where you really are if you choose to believe and choose to act. When he reached the end of his ability to do that, he met the power of God. Yeah. He met the power of God.
And by contrast, in that same account, the Pharisees that were standing there, Jesus asked them a question.
Yeah.
He said, is it lawful on the Sabbath day to raise up or to kill, to save life or to destroy? He asked them a question.
Yeah.
And they kept silent.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did not respond. And in response, you don't see this often, but in response to that, you see that Jesus was angry with them at the hardness of their heart.
Hardness of their heart.
Well, what was the hardness? Unresponsive.
Mm-hmm.
But in contrast, that man, what he do? Just responded to whatever.
He stepped up.
He stood
forward. Okay. I believe right now, Jeremy, the power of God is here to heal hands, feet, limbs, shoulders that were like that.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a number of people that have had strokes. Hmm. And that side of their face and that side of their body has been sluggish or immobile. Mm-hmm. And there are hands that are drawn. There are knees and feet. If you would just choose to believe right now, if you just choose to believe right now, we, the crew here, Jeremy and I, we're going to release faith right now. Are you ready?
Praise the Lord.
Are you ready? In the name of Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Father, we just pray and ask your healing power to manifest right there in the living rooms, in the bedrooms, in the car, there with the iPad and the computer screen. We speak to those limbs. We speak to those hands and those feet. We speak to the side of that face and the side of that body. And I speak by the Spirit of the Lord, stretch forth your hand. Stretch it out. Stretch it out. Don't try. Do it. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, stretch forth your leg. Stretch forth your arm. Mm-hmm. Raise up I know that shoulder's been immobile, but right now, raise it up, straight up, straight it up, straight up. Be loosed in the name of Jesus.
Name.
Be free in the name of Jesus. Joints, shoulders, hips,
you,
knees, elbows, knuckles, toes, ankles.
Thank you.
Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody needs to get up right
Thank
now.
You.
Stand up in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Somebody needs to jump out of that chair and run around that room. jump up and run around that room. Don't try it. Don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Act on it right now
Be
in
quick.
Jesus' name. Somebody needs to get up and get out of bed. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say you can't. Yes, you can. Don't think about it. Don't pause. Get up. Raise up. Raise up. Push your feet over on the side of the bed and say, here I come in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Be quickened. Legs be made strong. Back be made strong. Be healed in
Thank you, Lord.
The name
Thank
of
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just know He's doing good things right
thank
now.
You, Lord.
I know things are happening. When He tells you to stretch forth your hand, stretch forth your hand.
Thank you,
when
Lord.
You reach the end of what you can do to obey. Now, if you're just trying to do that in your own strength, nothing will happen. But when the Lord says something and you act on doing what He said, when you reach the end of your ability, you'll meet the mm-hmm. power of God.
Amen.
You will meet the miracle-working
Thank you,
power
Lord.
Of God.
Somebody's been having this exact same conversation with Him.
Hmm.
But Lord, it's been so long.
Yeah.
It's
too
been
late.
4 days. It's been four
yeah.
decades.
Yeah.
It's been so long. And Jesus is saying the same thing to you right
yeah.
now that He said to her then. And He said, did I not tell you
yeah.
if you would
if you'll believe?
Now listen, this is not a figure of speech.
Mm-mm.
He said you would see the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
You'll see it.
Hallelujah.
It's in manifestation.
Yes.
You will see a manifestation of Jesus in your body, in your home, and in
Thank
your family.
You.
This is not a figure of speech.
No.
This is a promise that you will see it.
They didn't see the glory of God in Lazarus being sick.
Mm-mm.
They didn't see the glory of God in him dying and being out there in the grave. When did they see the glory of God?
Yeah.
When he came out there, Jesus came out there, and we know why he's doing this. He's heard from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Father, I thank you that you hear me. And I know that you hear me always. And I'm not saying this because of these people standing around about here. Not just for my sake, but for their sake, I am saying it.
Mm.
That they may know. Faith is a very personal thing. Jesus is not trying to prove anything
yeah.
to these people about himself.
Yeah.
There's no pride, none of that. There's no, I'm going to show you, watch, I'm going to show you what I can do. None of that,
mm-hmm.
none of that. Faith is between you and the Father. He knows I can't do one thing of myself. And if that's true of Jesus, certainly it's true of all of us, right?
Sure.
I mean, we can't do one thing. But He knows that whatever the Father tells Him, it's going to change everything. And He heard these words, Lazarus, come forth.
Hmm.
Oh, don't you know His spirit leapt within Him? He thought, all right,
yeah.
it's on now. And He said, Lazarus, come out of there. And oh, glory to God, the power of God went through his body, head to toe. He's wrapped up in all this mummification stuff. He comes jumping out. Don't you know
yeah.
everybody's eyes got this big and they thought, whoo, we are seeing something today. He said, take that stuff off of him. Loose him. Let him go. And the next thing you know, we read just one chapter over. They're sitting at the table
yeah.
eating Martha's best biscuits. and Lazarus is laughing and enjoying life. Miracles
yeah.
happen. This is not a fairy tale. This happened. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Things are happening today. They've
right
already
now,
happened.
Today.
They are happening today. Friend, don't doubt it. Don't question it. Don't reason about it. Whatever He says to you,
do it.
Do it. And then here God comes. You hear from Him.
Yeah.
You do what He said. He does it.
Yeah.
He does the works.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
He'll do the same thing for you that He did for people in the Word. that he's done for people at Faith Life Church, mm-hmm. that he's doing for people all over the world.
Yes.
And these things that we're talking about, they are the keys to it. Mm. But they're not dead, lifeless principles. No. They're things that are connected intimately and inseparably
yes.
from fellowship with the Father.
Thank you, Father.
From knowing his voice. What a privilege and a pleasure it is to have a heart that can hear from the Father.
Yes.
To have eyes that can see into the Word and watch it come alive.
Thank you.
And then let him go to work in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. And then just stand by and watch him do what he wants to do. Amen. Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. We're out of time, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment.
Stephen and Judy Adderholt of Amarillo, Texas, have been partners with KCM and blessed by the broadcast for more than 20 years. In 2011, they were finally able to attend their first Believers Convention. This event marked their lives, and they made the decision to attend every year. Then, just 6 weeks later, Stephen faced a battle for his life.
August 31st of 2011, and preparing to, Judy and I, to take some things over to our daughter's house, that pain came on me again. She said, go in the house and rest for just a minute and then we'll go. And I barely made it back into the house before I went down on one knee. And at that point, Judy rushed in. And even though I couldn't move, I couldn't talk, I could hear. I knew everything that was going on. And they got the ambulance to the house. And Judy continued to pray. She spoke over me. She said, you will live and you will not die and you will declare the works of the Lord.
So I did that and I called Kenneth Copeland. This is why the ambulance is coming. And she started to verify information. I said, my husband's having a heart attack. She said, let's pray. And she prayed and I put it on the speaker where he could hear.
Stephen was shocked with paddles several times to jolt his heart back into rhythm. He stayed in the hospital for 1 week and then began the road to rehab with some grim reports. Determined to walk in his healing, Stephen went back to work and to his golf game within just a few weeks. However, within 1 month, Stephen made two more trips to the hospital. On the third visit, the surgeon assessed the damage to Stephen's heart and recommended quadruple bypass surgery. Stephen agreed, and the surgery was successful. He was being treated in recovery when Judy suddenly sensed an urgent need to pray.
And I looked down and there's a nurse and my sister coming to me. So, and I knew this wasn't good. And then she said, we were trying to take the vent out and he coughed because it tickled. And when he coughed a hole in his heart the size of a man's thumb and he bled out. He lost all his blood. So it was another 5.5 hour surgery. They come back and could tell us he is alive. If he wakes up, he'll be brain dead because you can't give that much blood at once without shock, allergic reactions. It's just too much for the body. And so it's like I didn't hear it. Later on, I thought, why was I not worried? I just knew, no, he's alive.
I was released the day before Thanksgiving. And for the month of December, basically, I just took it easy. I'm president of 6 companies that are owned by a family. And that sweet family said, rest.
Stephen and Judy Adderholt know that they have experienced many miracles in the process of Stephen's healing. The attacks on his life in those few months brought them into a deeper commitment in their marriage and in their relationships with the Lord. Stephen Adderholt is now stronger physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually than he has ever been. He has been cleared by his doctors and is able to live a full and healthy life as a father, grandfather, and grateful husband.
God's got a plan, and I'm open to that. It's one reason why I come to the Southwest Believers Convention. You know, there may be a word for me there that heads me in a right direction. He's definitely got a purpose for me. Do I know what all that encompasses yet? No, I don't. You know, the verse that comes to mind when a lot of that was going on, and it still hits me, is who is man that he's mindful of me? And because he loves us. And he just showed me a tremendous love through all of that, and a peace and a joy. And I know how much he loves me.
There was a key here that I want you to notice, and it was that the Aderholts had the Word of God already in their heart before that attack ever came. And it was that Word that kept their faith strong, and their faith overcame all the pressure. Don't you know there was so much pressure to fear? There was pressure to enter into that worry. But notice she said it's like she didn't even hear it, because her faith was dependent on God, everything he'd ever done for him. He'd been faithful to bring him out before, and he was going to do it again, and against every odd. Stephen experienced a miracle in his life, and that is exactly what faith will do in your life. Now, many of you know that every Friday on the broadcast is offering day. And Brother Keith, I've asked if you would lead us in this offering today, sir.
Certainly. I was thinking about, don't you know, the Aderholts were so thankful that partners and people had given so that those meetings could be there, and so that this broadcast and all the materials. And I was reminded of this verse in Matthew 11:41, where he said, "He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man receives a righteous man's reward. If you give to drink one of these little ones a cup of cold water in my name, verily I say he'll in no wise lose his reward." And when you sow seed in faith and heart and love into this ministry and cause that word to go out, man, the rewards are eternal. And when it's built up in a reservoir and something hits like this, you couldn't put a price on. You couldn't put a price on the value of what it means to us in those times.
Amen.
So let's pray over your offerings. And whether you got it now with you or you're going to prepare it later, and let's release faith.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, what a privilege it is to sow into this ministry, and so that these meetings and so that these materials and this broadcast and all these outreaches can fill hearts full of the uncompromised Word of the living God. We sow it in faith, and we believe we receive a multiplied return in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Abundant harvest. Amen.
Amen. Listen, partners. If you've been sown into this ministry, you know what it's going towards. You know the outreaches that are taking place. And if you've never, you're listening to this and you've never sown before, ask the Lord, does He have a part for you to play in this? And just inquire of Him. If He does, then jump on it. If He doesn't, it's because you're assigned somewhere. So find out where that is, all right? Now listen, if you've missed any of the broadcast over these last couple of weeks, go to kcm.org. You can download them free. You can give there. You can grow there. Do it today. Brother Keith, thank you so much for being a part of these broadcasts.
Pleasure. Enjoyed it, Jim.
If you're in the Branson, Missouri or Sarasota, Florida area, go get in church and do it right away. I'm doing it.
Come see
Praise
us.
The Lord. We love you. We bless you. Thanks so much for watching. Invite you to join us again next week. Brother Copeland will be here, Miss Gloria, preaching the word on partnership. Don't miss this. God bless you. This is Jeremy Pearsons and Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.